This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Urban gardens are everywhere these days, including behind a wall in a park in San Francisco, where there's a large and thriving vegetable garden. Okay, I know that might not seem like such a big deal, but get this, the park is AT&T Park. The wall is the center field wall, and the veggies that grow there are served up to hungry fans of the San Francisco Giants. KALW's Jenny Butler has more.
I'm standing among blooming artichoke thistles and ripe red cherry tomatoes. It's easy to forget that I'm in a baseball stadium.
To our right, these wrinkly leafed vegetables with the colorful stalks, that's rainbow chard. It's a Swiss chard variety.
That's Killian Higgins. She manages premium food services for AT&T Park, and she's showing me which plants in the park's sustainable garden are ready to harvest.
To our left, we see butter lettuce and green leaf lettuce and some red leaf lettuce as well. Moving further along, we have strawberries. Beautiful and ripe. Look at them. They're just perfect right now.
AT&T Park started the garden in June and surrounded it with communal tables, benches, and fire pits. Most people here today are sitting down to a pregame snack from either hearth table or garden table, the garden's two vendors. At garden table, you can start your meal with a mixed vegetable antipasti, and you can end it with a chocolate mint smoothie. Everything on the menu has at least one fruit, vegetable, or herb, and many were harvested right here today. Head chef Shannon Brady is making a flatbread pizza.
This sauce right here is an heirloom tomato sauce. It's very pure. It's just tomatoes cooked down with some herbs.
Brady says it's pretty simple. Just fresh dough, mozzarella, and tomato from the garden.
So you have a beautiful tomato like that. You keep it simple.
Veggie sandwich?
The garden is owned by Bon Appetit, which manages all of AT&T Park's concessions. Its president, Fidel Baccio, and Giants left fielder Hunter Pence came up with the idea over dinner 2 years ago. Pence is known for being the team health nut. He wanted a place in the park that was devoted to well-being and sustainability.
So the first day that the garden was officially open, Hunter Pence hit a home run directly into a tower of kale.
Was it okay?
It was fine.
Everything is grown in either raised beds or aeroponic towers, which use 95% less water than traditional gardening methods. And the seeds are fertilized with used coffee grounds from Pete's.
When you make coffee in the morning, whether you use a French press or whether or not a Mr. Coffee, that pile of wet grounds that you have at the end, that's what's used.
The garden opens 2 hours before each game, which gives you plenty of time to settle in with a salad and a cocktail or the aroma of fresh produce.
Isn't that exactly the smell that you're looking for? Just green.
San Francisco's growing season goes year-round, so even after the games end, the garden will continue on. Its tenders will harvest the produce and use it for private events, staff lunches, and donations to the local food bank. And next spring, when the Giants return to the ballpark, they may just see a field of greens cropping up over the center field wall. In San Francisco, I'm Jenny Butler for Cross Currents.
Find more about San Francisco's own Field of Dreams at KALW.org and click on Cross Currents.